What's going on, everyone? Brandon Fryer here with Full Press Blackhawks. Look, we're in the All-Star break right now, but we're going to do pretty much a look back of so far how the first half of the season been for the Blackhawks, and it's been a troubling one, but we're going to look back at that. We're going to tell you who we like so far in that first half of the season, where things went wrong, kind of the timeline of everything, all that more right here on Full Press Blackhawks to get you ready for that second half. But let's just take a look back before anything. Now, let's look at this Blackhawks team, and we're going to break it down like this. We're going to look at pretty much what they've done, their ranking, where they've been at. And look, I know they're one of the worst teams overall, but look, let's just tell you how they've been so far in the standings. Right now, in the standings in the Central Division, they're dead last in that one. They played 50 games so far. They have a record of 14-34-2. They have a total of 30 points, and they're currently on a four-game losing streak. Now, one of the things you got to take note of so far this season, they're currently on a 20-game consecutive road losing streak, and it's looking so bad that you could probably predict that that can go all the way up into March, which is not a good sight right now, but we might have some news ahead, but we're going to get into that later. Now, overall, when we're looking at the overall conference in the Western Conference, they're dead last in that one, too. Like I said, with that one, the only team that's above them is the San Jose Sharks right now, just barely above them. But if you're looking at everything right now, we are currently the worst team in the NHL. So no one's worse than what we are right now. So that's something that you gotta take note of. And when you're looking at this Blackhawks team, they've just been struggling overall. The biggest thing with them is they're one of the worst teams when it comes to scoring points right now. As we look at the stats for this team overall, for this Blackhawks team, they're currently ranked right now 31st right now in goals that they actually score a game right now with 2.1. When it comes to goals allowed, they're currently ranked 29th overall in the NHL, allowing 3.3 goals. Their point differential right now, they're 31st in that category with negative 1.2. Their power play percentage, they are dead last. They're the worst team in that one at 12.4%. When you're looking at the penalty kill percentage right now, they are at 76.4%. That's currently ranked 27th. Right now, their penalty minutes per game right now, they're 18th, 9.2 in that category. And their save percentage, they're ranked 29th at a percentage of 0.886. And then faceoff percentage, they're dead last in that category at 45.2%. The thing why they're one of the worst teams, they're one of the worst scoring teams overall. They're also one of the worst, they are the worst power play team overall. It makes sense. You can't score on the power play, so why would you even do that if you're one of the worst scoring teams overall? And they don't win on the faceoffs, so they struggle in that category right there. So, and their defense is not that good either if you're looking at this team right now. That's why their save percentage has been more down to the bottom tier overall with this team. It's just been a struggle. They can't generate points. A lot of this is because they have injuries along the way. If you're looking at the injuries for this team right now, they have key injuries to certain players like Anton Nassiu, who had a good last season victory with that one, but he has a groin issue, so he's out. You got the likes of Connor Murphy, who's been out. He has a lower body injury. You got Tyler Johnson with a foot injury. Taylor Hall is out for the whole season with the knee right now. And, of course, you can't forget about the likes of Connor Bedard with the jaw. So those are the ones who's been hurt right now. You could tell it's really taking a toll on this team. Even when they were fully healthy, they still had a trouble scoring points. If it wasn't for Connor Bedard, then no one else was really going for this team. And it definitely showed overall. Now, let's look at some stats for this team overall and see who their league leaders are for this team. Now, as we're looking right now at the overall goals, it's Connor Bedard. He has 16 goals. Who's leading the team in assists right now is Connor Bedard with 22. That puts him right now at 38 points overall. Now, their plus minus, Jason Dickerson is leading the way in that one. He has a plus 5 right now. Then you got faceoff percentage, and that's Jason Dickerson at 45.7%. Penalty minutes, in that one, it is Nick Foligno with 47 of those. hits. Nick Foligno is the leader in that category with 101 hits in that one. And the save percentage has been Petr Mrazek with a save percentage of 0.904%. So if you're looking at this overall team, you're kind of seeing what your core is. The players that I named, which is Petr Mrazek, Jason Dickerson, Connor Bedard, Nick Foligno. Those have been kind of your kind of best players overall for this team, as you can kind of tell. They've just been struggling right now for this team, and you could tell it's really factoring them in that they just can't get no cohesion, no consistency overall, and that's really taking a toll on this team. That's the thing that's hurting them overall. Now, as we're going through this season right now, some of the highlights and the lowlights, I think one of the highlights was obviously, to me, was Connor Bedard's Michigan goal. That one was crazy when he did that against St. Louis. To me, that was the highlight. Connor Bedard has been the highlight throughout this whole thing. It even was so big that you had the likes of Wayne Gretzky said, "I didn't even do that. I can't do that." So it just shows that how incredible that goal was. That was probably the best goal of everything that happened during the first half of the season. Also, his first goal was important. His first shutout goal. A lot of first moments for him were the best. Early, you know, he was obviously leading the team a lot in assists, and he was trying to get that monkey off his back with his first goal, but you could tell he was already special during the way, so he definitely deserves it. Now, another one is the kind of surprising play of Petr Mrazek. It looked like now we have our, you know, future goaltender who could be the veteran that can help lead in one of these one guys who's going to be battling along the way. So he's definitely deserves a lot of kudos in that one, so much that he got a contract extension up into the $4 million a season mark. So he definitely deserves that. The defense has been bad, but he's been playing really well along the way. That's why he's one of their leaders. Then you got to give the credit to a veteran leadership in Nick Foligno. We talked about him. He's leading the team in penalty minutes and hits, being their veteran leadership. He actually got a contract extension. When Connor Bedard got hurt throughout the time, that helped out when he came in and fought. And it just looked like, we're going to give you a contract extension. You're here for this team. You're here to help out. And that's why, to me, he got the extension. So he's definitely one of those ones you got to like overall for this team. Then you can't forget about the likes of Jason Dickerson. If you want to talk about who's been the second best player offensively for this team, I thought it would have been Lucas Reichel, but it's been Jason Dickerson, and he's been really great. I wish it would have been Lucas Reichel, but besides that, he's been playing so well that he got a contract extension as well. Now, the lowlights, I just said it. Lucas Reichel has been definitely a lowlight for this team. I hate to say it, his play, he was coming in with so much promise overall. He's been a healthy scratches along the way. I expected him to have that Jason Dickerson type of performance, and it would have been better because now you have a younger player who's more on the rise rather than a journeyman. No disrespect to Jason Dickerson, but you expected more from Lucas Reichel, and I don't know what his future holds, but if he don't get it together in the second half, it could be like the end for him, especially with a lot of young prospects along the way. Now, another one I have to say a low light was when Connor Bedard got hurt. I mean, it's been kind of troubling watching Blackhawk games of late without Connor Bedard. You're just trying to hope for promise and see who else can kind of step up without Connor Bedard. So then when he does come back, he has some help. But it looks like it's going to be the same thing even when he comes back. So that's the thing that's hurting him overall. When he got hurt, that's definitely a low light. And then we can't forget about the Corey Perry incident. That was definitely a low light as well in that first half. I mean, the guy came in, you know, he had what the Blackhawks deemed as, you know, conduct, misbehavior to the organization. He apologized for it. Now he's back in the league with the Edmonton Oilers right now. But that was a low light because you wanted him to be like kind of that other veteran presence, and he just hasn't been that for him, and it was kind of disappointing. So that was kind of a fail right there on Cal Davison on that signing. And then lastly, another low light is obviously being on the 20-game road losing streak, can't really build off wins. That's a low light. And we can't forget about, you know, Taylor Hall, too, being a low light. Just, you know, his injury really is troublesome overall because you would think he should have been there to help out offensively for the likes of Connor Bedard. Now, lastly, I'm going to say it right now. We do have a Blackhawk that we have to talk about, and that's Connor Bedard even more. We obviously know that he's been hurt, but he would have been the all-star representative for them going into this game, but he's got hurt, so he's not going to be there. But he might be there just to show his face overall, but you won't see him play, actually. With that being said, though, I would say this. even with the first half, my awards overall, there's no Blackhawks getting any award except for one, and that's the Rookie of the Year. I really believe that even with Connor Bedard's injuries in this one, he still should be the Rookie of the Year. And the reason why I'm saying that is just like, if you look at everything that he's done, I mean, he's been the most exciting reason why the Blackhawks, honestly, have even been on national television. How you being one of the worst teams overall in the NHL, but you're on national TV more, and it's because of Connor Bedard. He's the reason why you got to like that overall for this team. And I would say this, he deserves to be it. I mean, he's leading all rookies in points right now, so that's a key, I feel, overall for this team, and assists. He's definitely, to me, still the front runner. Now, if he's gone for a longer period of time, then yeah, it might move out the way, but I mean, look, you're leading them in points. You're leading them in goals. I mean, like, you can see the confidence overall. Like, he definitely deserves it. I mean, he's the reason why the Blackhawks are even somewhat kind of relevant. It just hopefully that he could just stay healthy and be along the way through this upcoming second half of the season. That's our look at a first half recap of the Blackhawks. We got to stay strong. Enjoy the All-Star break. We'll be back looking ahead to the second half and what to look forward to for the Blackhawks and futures and predictions probably down the way. We'll talk all that and more on Full Press Blackhawks. I'm Brandon Fryer. I'll talk to you guys next time. Peace.